Susanna Morgan, executive director of the Food Bank of Alaska, appraises the food contents of a room just off the main warehouse area.
We're in our agency room right now. This is where our partners come in and shop for smaller quantities of food. And you look around, the shelves are probably 20% full.
She expects the situation to worsen.
In another month, these shelves will be empty.
6 weeks ago, the agency room was 100% full. But then came the holidays. The Food Bank of Alaska is still reeling from its recent bittersweet successes.
We served about 30% more at gift than we did the year before, so that was the holiday food and toy distribution the Monday before Christmas. And we served 37% more at Thanksgiving than we had the previous year. So there are a lot more people in our town who need help.
From her considerable experience, Morgan expects that increased need to continue, but not necessarily community support.
We've still got 30% more people to feed in January, just as we did in November and December, but now the community's attention is turned elsewhere. So this is the time of year that we start looking around for other support for people who would like to give outside of the traditional season.
The Food Bank of Alaska executive director says estimates put the number of Alaskans living in a food-short household at 83,000. Right now, Morgan is hoping not only for traditional forms of support, such as personal contributions and group food drives, but also some extraordinary efforts on the part of shoppers.
Ask to talk to the manager and say, we really hope that you're donating to the Food Bank of Alaska, because a lot of our ongoing regular donations come from the food industry, edible but non-saleable food. And we need every person in the food industry, every shop, every store to be donating to us to help us meet this need.
Federal commodities are arriving, and thanks to an increase in funding, in slightly greater amounts. But half is destined for rural Alaska or the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, the Kodiak Island Food Bank, or the Southeast Alaska Food Bank in Juneau. The hunger in the Mat-Su and Anchorage will easily absorb the remaining 50%. The bank's community food barrels are normally associated with specific food drives, but given the increased hunger, Morgan hopes small and large businesses will consider having a food barrel in their stores on a full-time basis. As she looks at restocking food bank shelves, Morgan sees another challenge in rising prices.
There is a relationship between food prices and food donations. So as food prices go up, food donations go down, and grocery stores are managing their inventory more carefully. So instead of donating it, they are discounting it, they're ordering less. I'm not blaming our great partners like Fred Meyer's or Safeway. It's just their response to market conditions. For instance, I watch the grocery stores very carefully. I've noticed there's a lot fewer varieties of yogurt available now than there was a year ago. They are ordering fewer varieties of yogurt so that fewer things go out of date, and that means fewer things get donated to Food Bank of Alaska.
If one thing has remained the same, it's the list of desired foods.
We are happy to receive just about everything. There are some things that we can't distribute. We can't distribute home-processed things like jams. But if you can buy it in a grocery store, we can distribute it, and there is nothing that we are overwhelmed with. That said, the need is always greatest for shelf-stable protein. Peanut butter is gold standard because it is a shelf-stable protein that kids will eat. Tuna fish, canned chicken, canned vegetables, canned fruits, we never, ever have enough of those items.
Morgan expects the current coal trend to increase the hunger problem as families spend more of their limited financial resources on heat and less on food. We're in for a hard winter, she says, probably until March. If you'd like to learn how to help with food or cash contributions, organizing a food drive, or perhaps volunteering at the warehouse or a local distribution point, go to the Food Bank of Alaska website or call them at 272-3663. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.